Okay, so I'm a school teacher, and I'm privileged to have nice, long chunks of time off where I get to go traveling, which is a really wonderful thing. It's my passion. So I think the story I'll tell you is a trip I took when I went to Costa Rica a few years ago to go traveling over spring break, visiting a friend of mine, an American friend of mine that lives there part-time. Her name is Colette. She lives down in the southern part of the country, Atenas. I met her. We went traveling. We had a great week together. We were out on the beaches, went up to the mountains, had a really, really wonderful time. If you ever have a chance to go to Costa Rica, I highly encourage you to go. Anyway, so the end of the week came, and it was time for me to go home, so I was going to have to take the buses back from Atenas, where she's living, in the southern part of the country, up to Liberia, which is in the northern part of the country where I was flying home from. And it involved actually making a couple of connections, and Colette was really worried because Easter week is a really busy time in Costa Rica in general for tourism. A lot of the Ticos are traveling then, and she was worried I wasn't going to get on the bus. Really, really stressed about this. And I'm laughing and I'm teasing her and I'm saying, well, Colette, don't worry about it. If I can't get on the bus, I'll just hitchhike back. And she's like, no, you can't do that. That won't be safe. You're in a strange country. You know, there's a lot of strange people out there. No, no, promise me you won't do that. And I just smiled and I said, look, don't worry about it. You know, trust in the universe. It always provides. So I go off. I go down to the bus station. I catch the first bus. No problem. Get down to San Jose where I have to make my connection. And it actually was pretty tight. I had to miss several buses before I finally got on one. But I got on. It was all good. Well, it was almost all good in that it was going to be a five-hour bus ride on a bus that had no toilet. And one of my nicknames is Baby Bladder. So it's like, okay, this is going to be a long ride. So about 2 hours into the ride, I'm starting to feel a little uncomfortable. And fortunately, I hear the bus driver saying, okay, we're making a rest stop. And I'm like, yes, thank you. But I look outside, and we are like out in the middle of nowhere. So I'm thinking, what, the rest stop is behind that bush? But then we go around the corner, and there's a restaurant. And so he pulls in, and he says, okay, we've got 15 minutes here. I'm going to honk the horn when you have a warning about it's time to go. I'll stay on the bus so you can leave all your things on the bus, no problem. Great. So I get off the bus, and there's a big rush to the scary bathroom. And I'm waiting in line, yes. when it's finally my turn, I get in there, and it really is a very scary bathroom. It's the kind where you, like, hold your breath the entire time that you're in there, and you don't want to touch anything. So I, you know, drop my pants, and I kind of spread my legs to hold my pants up, and I'm kind of squatted and hovering over the toilet so that I'm not really sitting on it, and it's hard to have your balance, so I'm touching the walls with one fingertip so I don't really have to touch the wall. And now I'm poised, ready to do what I need to do, and I hear the bus honk. It's like, oh, crap. Well, not really, but so I pack up shop, and I walk out the door, and I'm, okay, I'm ready to go, and I see the bus is pulling away. Oh. And I'm like, no! Stop! And I'm waving, and the bus keeps going. I run out in the middle of the road, and I'm screaming, literally screaming, waving, stop, stop, come back. And I watch the bus disappear over the horizon, realizing I have no friend on that bus to say, hey, you left Cindy behind. But what I do have on that bus is my suitcase with all my clothes, with my camera, with my money, with my passport, and my plane tickets. Yeah. But the universe provides. And I hear the sound of an oncoming car, and so I spin around on heel, and I stick my thumb out. And amazingly, the car pulls over. It's this little tiny car, I don't know what kind, two cylinders. There's a Costa Rican man, and he leans over, ¿Qué pasa, chica? And I don't speak Spanish very well, but I stick my head in the window, and I say, in broken Spanish, I need bus. You go fast. And I hop in the car. And now he's just looking at me like, what the hell? And I said, I need bus, you go fast. And he starts off down the road, and we're chasing the bus. And now in my mind is that crazy cartoon chase music. Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da-da. But amazingly, we eventually see the bus. We catch up with the bus. He honks the horn. He gets the bus driver to pull over. I get on the bus, reunited with my luggage, and it feels so good. Make it all the way back to Liberia. Get off the bus. Do what I now really need to do. Walk over to the phone, and I call my friend Colette. And she says, oh, my God, I'm so glad to hear from you. I was so worried you wouldn't catch the bus. And I said, funny you should say that. So was I. Thank you.